A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men Bite Size. It's Tuesday the 11th of April. I've got quite a few juicy little stories for you today, actually. So, first of all, Bellingham's apparently made his decision, and apparently Liverpool have made an £84 million bid for him. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Got Alex Scott that we want to talk about, 19-year-old midfielder. Madrid story. Ooh, I don't like this one. You're going to have to stick around for that. It's not a nice story. I am going to be in pieces. And then Bellingham we'll be talking about, and then Tchouaméni as well. So quite a few good little sort of stories to get our teeth into today. So I'm going to start with the worst one, really. So Liverpool facing competition in the race for Alex Scott, according to The Independent. Under 19 midfielder Alex Scott is a summer target for Liverpool. We face competition from West Ham and Wolves, both keen on the 19-year-old Bristol City star as well. So this is I read one article about this Alex Scott, and one of the articles framed it around Liverpool can finally bin off Curtis Jones because they're going to sign Alex Scott. I was thinking to myself, what a trash piece of journalism. Like, if you want somebody, it doesn't mean you have to get rid of somebody else. In fact, Curtis played a couple of games now recently, and maybe you could argue that he's been forcing his way back into the manager's plans, but I don't think Jürgen, to be honest with you, is going to sign a 19-year-old to then fuck off Curt Jones, I don't think. I do think it was a horrendously written article in poor taste, which is why I went with The Independent one. Probably should have named and shamed the other fella, but I didn't. That's that. There's not much more of a story there, is there? We're after a young midfielder. His name is Alex Scott. There's a song in that somewhere when we do eventually sign him, unless West Ham get him, in which case they'll probably just reuse one of the other songs that gets reused all around the country, like every other team apart from Liverpool fans, because that's what fans of other football clubs do, because they're losers, and they've got no life, and they've got no culture. That's probably enough. So we'll get on to the next story then. This one really, really pains me. Real Madrid want Bobby Firmino. Like, fuck's sake, lads. With your bazillion European Cups and your Liverpool's number nine, is there any need? Do you really need Bobby Firmino as well? You gang of tossers. That's all I'm saying here, because they just don't need Roberto Firmino. If Bobby Firmino goes to Real Madrid, oh, fuck off. Stop football. It's not fair. You're all a gang of wankers. Apparently, they are considering making a bid for him. Which really, 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 really annoys me. And this has come from El Nacional, which is a Spanish publication. They reported that President Florentino Perez is aware of Firmino's situation, could look to convince the Brazilian to make the move to the Santiago Bernabeu. Benzema's deal at Real is also up in the summer. There are reports that he's verbally agreed a new contract. So they'd have basically Benzema and Bobby Firmino. Wouldn't Bobby Firmino be absolutely unbelievable, by the way, in La Liga? Just not fair. But one of the reasons, I think, is that a lot of the players that Madrid are linked with, they're quite expensive players, so they're looking for somebody to get in on the cheap and stuff as well. So they're obviously interested in Jude Bellingham. Yeah, they spent 50-odd million, I think it was, on Luka Jovic, who hasn't really played that well. And this might actually feed into the Tchouaméni story a little bit later on as well. So I'm going to get into the Jude Bellingham stuff next anyway, because I find this quite fascinating.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
According to Sky Germany, get on this, everyone, this is going to blow your mind. Liverpool's top target is Jude Bellingham. I know, right? Wow. Breaking news there from Sky Germany. Absolutely fantastic. Well done, Sky Germany. According to Court Offside, though, via sources, unnamed sources, of course, Liverpool have already looked to steal a march on our rivals, including Madrid, by launching an early bid for Bellingham ahead of the summer window. So it's claimed the offer is worth €95 million, which is about £84 million. And there's no more details around this. No one knows if it's one instalment or the fee will include add-ons or if this reported fee is even true. The report adds, though, there is an understanding that Dortmund have yet to reply to Liverpool's offer. So they've blanked us, basically. We've sent it on WhatsApp, haven't we? We can see the double blue ticks. No reply. Apparently Dortmund are waiting for bigger bids. Shock horror. So Liverpool, not wanting to get into a bidding war, have started the bidding with a low bid. Well done, Liverpool. Fantastic. But you never know, do you? I mean, imagine it, like this is the sort of part two of this story. Ron Accrington, you might have seen on Twitter now, have reported that Bellingham's made his mind up. I'm just going to go through the story, which I've translated in English for every one of you. You're welcome. BVB Officers Protect Bellingham. That's the title. The subtitle is Rethinking Among the Leaders. There was a question mark there if you couldn't get that from my intonation. And then the article itself, paragraph one. The sporty BVB crisis falls into the middle of the phase of important personnel decisions. In focus, Jude Bellingham. Dortmund's bosses protect the Englishman. BVB leaders dive again. Emery Chan, criticises BVB youngster Bellingham. Bellingham decision is imminent. Right, so everyone's going mad over this last line, which is Bellingham decision imminent. It's not a clickable link, just in case you're wondering. Hear me click. That's the article. That's what's on Twitter at the moment. Apparently, according to Ron Accrington, Bellingham's decision is imminent. Maybe that's why Liverpool have launched a lowball fee. And they're like, well, you know, he's agreed to join us, right? We've not been tapping him up. So, you know, you need to accept this low offer, which would be nice. I can't imagine it's going to be that easy. Surely not, right? That's not just me. No one's thinking it's going to be that easy to tie up Jude Bellingham. I mean, easy. I say easy. It's been like 2 years of us talking about it, or at least it feels like it. I can't remember a time before we we didn't talk about Jude Bellingham every single day and every single show, to be honest with you. Final story from me. Before we do that, it is Aurelien Tchouaméni. I just wanted to remind you that we've got Journo Insight with Neil Jones coming up this week. We've got the Bias Football pod that was already out when we did the Redmen Originals podcast. You probably have already listened to that. If you haven't, then give it a go. Thursday night pint this week exclusively on YouTube is Toby Tarrant and Keo joining us. Keo, obviously, singer songwriter, played with Boss Night for years and years as well. Absolutely superb. Promises to be a great one. Me and Josh will be doing the deep dive as well, taking a look at Trent's positioning versus Arsenal. One of our two shows, the other one we haven't quite nailed down yet, but that'll be coming out on Friday as normal. And we've got a great list, a great offer for our Bitesize listeners. If you sign up as a monthly club captain on redmenplus.com, use the code Bitesize on the payment screen, we'll give you 50% off for 3 months. So yeah, head to redmenplus.com. Head to redmenplus.com, sign up as a monthly club captain, use the code Bitesize on the payment screen, grab a discount and check out all of our amazing Liverpool content and, most importantly, all of our back catalogue with all our documentaries and everything. So yeah, if you enjoy listening to Redmen TV on the go in podcast form, every one of our shows, apart from Thursday Night Pint, is available as a podcast. And the occasional, to be honest, deep dive as well if they're really, really visual. Asterisks, you know what I mean? Sorry. Final story then, Aurelien Tchouaméni. So, Liverpool are apparently preparing a £70 million bid for Tchouaméni. So, this is according to El Nacional again. You've claimed Liverpool are preparing the bid. 23-year-old is impressed at the base of Real's midfielder. Same what England fans were meant by the midfielder from long-distance cycling last year's World Cup. Yada, yada, yada. But the Spanish publications claim that while Tchouaméni has been slower than expected in adapting to life in Madrid, he is highly thought of by the club's hierarchy, who may be unwilling to let him go. Now, I went over to El Nacional here because that story kind of didn't make sense to me, because I was like, well, hang on a minute, what's going on with this? So Klopp finds number one signing of Liverpool in Real Madrid, apparently. So according to El Nacional, he's our number one signing, not Jude Bellingham. We're preparing for a deep reconstruction of the staff. Yeah, Google Translate, you're welcome. One of the positions is midfield. Yeah, you're right here so far. Well done, everybody, at El Nacional. Among those who occupy a privileged position on the Liverpool agenda is that of Aurelien Tchouaméni, who was already a priority issue at Anfield last summer, although we were unable to do anything to prevent it from ending in, and I quote, Royal Madrid, and I'm assuming that's Real Madrid. Or maybe that's just them, because I think they're a Catalan thing. They might just be taking the mick there. So Florentino Perez, they go on to say, basically stole a march on Tchouaméni. He was too fast for us. But apparently, according to El Nacional, he's not lived up to expectations. He's had some problems with injuries and attitude, like when he was caught by the cameras watching an NBA match while his team were arguing a crucial shock in the King's Cup. I don't know if that sentence makes sense. It sounds like he was watching an NBA match while his team were there and he was on the bench. His acclimatisation to La Liga Santander is getting slower than expected, and he's encountered the interruption of a compatriot, Camavinga, who's taken his place. And what they're saying is, this is where the Reds have appeared. You can do a favour to Madrid and take Tchouaméni. Klopp has not forgotten the French international and convinced that he would be a magnificent signing, and we're willing to submit an offer of 80 kilos, it says. Yeah. Again, apologies. This story now makes a bit more sense if you can translate the translation. They're not happy with him. They know that they're going to need to spend a lot of money as well, because they always spend a lot of money, and Liverpool want him. That's why. So, we might be in for Tchouaméni as well, which would be fantastic, because I still really like him, even if he's not done his best business this year at Real Madrid. And if we can get him and turn him around, great. One thing I will say on that, though, is if there is a problem with his attitude, I don't think Liverpool go anywhere near him. If, as reported there, that he was watching an NBA match while his team were playing, that is mental, and I can't imagine Jurgen Klopp wanting to go anywhere near him. But based on the football and the football only, Tchouaméni will be a Boss signing. If they sign Jude Bellingham, I expect us to go in for Tuamani. If they don't sign him, I can't see that Liverpool can afford both Tuamani and Jude Bellingham, whereas Jude Bellingham and Mason Mount kind of make sense because, yeah, you're looking probably 160, 170 million quid for just those two. You're probably looking closer to 200, 220 for Tuamani and Jude Bellingham. So, yeah, that's my two cents worth. Thank you very much for joining me on this one, and we'll be back with another Bite Size tomorrow night.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.